Welcome to Applebee's Tailgate Talk, live from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill on Highway 72 East in Athens, just off I-65. Don't go away. Applebee's Tailgate Talk is next. Come see all your friends at Applebee's in Athens, Highway 72 West, just off I-65. 12 minutes guaranteed or it's free Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. 7 items to choose from. Can't make it for lunch? Visit them for happy hour, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. or late night. Half-price appetizers with beverage purchase, 6 appetizers to choose from. One of your favorite teams is sure to be playing on the big screen, too. See you tomorrow at Applebee's Neighborhood Grill, Highway 72 Athens, just off I-65.
Limestone Drug. Located on the square in downtown Athens is your local Health Mart Pharmacy. As your local Health Mart Pharmacy, Limestone Drug is locally owned and has a personal commitment to the community. Limestone Drug honors prescription drug plans, including Medicare. They accept flex spending cards and fill prescriptions in minutes, not hours. Limestone Drug knows there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. So shop Limestone Drug at 200 West Market Street in Athens. Your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Limestone Drug, caring for you and about you.
Check out the WKAC Sports page. Go to WKAC1080.com and click on the WKAC Sports icon. You can listen to the current sports stream as well as game archives, past coaches' shows, and Applebee's Tailgate Talk on demand. If you're on your smartphone, you can stay automatically updated as new items are posted. The WKAC Sports page, another reason why your best source for Limestone County sports is WKAC1080.com and 1080 WKAC.
Good Saturday morning here in the Applebee's on-site location, the intersection of Interstate 65 and U.S. Highway 72, alongside Todd Tomlin, Mark White, our favorite stat man, producer extraordinaire, Mr. Tim Lambert. Also in the studio, we've got Papa Beanie over here. Way to go, buddy. And Coach Sean Holt from the Elkmont Red Devils was already here. He said he wanted to come in early so he could go down and watch some game. College football game.
Not that game, the game.
You are listening to the Applebee's Tailgate Talk here in the Applebee's, Alabama, Athens, Alabama, Applebee's location. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How are y'all doing today? We got a big special guest lined up for a little bit later. Mr. Kerry Goode is supposed to be online. We had a little Eastern Central time zone confusion last week, so we hope to get Kerry on here in a little bit. And like I said earlier, get Coach Holt in and talk about the big win they got last night. Producer extraordinaire, what's going on over there, brother, in the local news?
Well, we've got several scores and playoff pictures kind of clearing up. Some of them are still kind of muddy, though. East Limestone got a win over Ardmore 42-14. So East Limestone will be there. They're the second seed, so they're going to be hosting their first-round game. I don't know if it's Hayden or Anniston that they'll be playing, but one of those two.
Good job, Coach Pugh.
In the first round.
He was worried about that earlier in the season, before the season started. Congratulations, East Limestone.
Elkmont gets their first win. We tried to cheat Coach Holt out of a point here. 29-22 over East Lawrence last night. James Clemens was just all over Huntsville last night, 59-7. And I don't think they would have gotten that seven. James Clemens just had one. They were deep kind of in their territory and had a punt that just didn't go like they wanted to, and Huntsville got it pretty good field position.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it was a good homecoming for Coach Woodfin, you know, at Huntsville, right?
You said homecoming. Yeah,
I mean homecoming back for him.
Just seemed like anything that could go wrong did. James Clemens had a couple of block punts, I think, that they ran back for touchdown. Kyrique McDonald, you know, we've talked about his pick six. He had another one.
Really?
Wow.
And so I don't know how many games that's been.
Well, I wonder, we need to look up what the state record on that is. He's got to be zoning in on that thing, if not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look
that up sometime.
And then let's see who else. Oh, let's see. They are second seed, by the way, James Clemens are. They will host the first round. It'll either be Hoover, Vestavia Hills, or Hewitt Trustville. Those three teams beat each other, so they're kind of
all of them's cupcakes, right? Hoover, Hewitt Trustville.
It'll probably come down to next week, their out of region game, maybe that will decide that. Lauderdale County got a big win over Clemens, 61 to 8-0. Lauderdale County is also the second seed. Looks like they'll host Walter Welborn in the first round. Tanner over Fauntville couldn't quite break the 70-point mark. Mm. It was 68-10.
However,
over Fauntville. Fauntville was undefeated.
What's the note you've got there, Todd?
I was going to say, I had a friend on Facebook post last night that they had four touchdowns called back.
Tanner Rattlers had four touchdowns called back, and they still won 68-10.
It's a juggernaut. Their first seed, they'll host Phil Campbell in the first round, and they're off next week. So Coach White taking that week off before the playoffs. West Limestone over Wilson, 21-14. Coach Cantrell told me they wrapped up the third seed and will most likely play first round at Sax. So there you go with the scores from football last night. Volleyball, we got the Super Regional tournaments going on. Ardmore defeated Ramsey yesterday. They're playing right now against Gunnersville in the quarterfinals. ABS lost to Donahoe. Tanner fell to Ranburn, and Elkmont was defeated by Good Hope. Now, we were talking about kickers before the, and I saved this for Mark's benefit here. Sage Ledbetter of Auburn High School last night set a state record of 61 yards.
Wow.
And what's weird about it, it broke the previous record of 60 yards set by Michael Proctor.
And Auburn, one of Auburn's kickers as well. There were two that had 60,
okay.
And one had gone to Auburn about the same time Michael Proctor was at Alabama. So you got that definitely.
And that was back in 91, so it's been up there for
good
a while.
Good recruiting class for kickers that year.
Yeah. But it came on, this is a rule I've never heard of, but then it's rarely used. It was a free kick that ended the half. So you've got, you get the fair catch on a punt or a kickoff, and you can elect to try to kick a field goal.
Saw that happen one other time. It was against
the receiving team.
Sheffield.
You know, has to
repeat that. I'm sorry, repeat that.
It
went over my head a little bit.
Okay, on any fair catch of a punt or a kickoff, the receiving team can choose to take a free kick from there and try to make the field goal. Now, there's no snap, there's no hold. I mean, it looks like a kickoff.
It's a kickoff tee.
Really? There's no rush. That you got all the time in the world just about. And if the kick is short, of course the other team can run it back.
Gets the ball to run it back. Okay.
So what you're basically saying is that what Michael Proctor did was more impressive, even though
Michael Proctor, his came on a free kick too.
Oh, did it as well?
Really? Yeah.
That shouldn't even count.
See, what you're saying is the Auburn kicker. I wish I could remember.
He's the man, right?
Yeah, he's the man.
I mean, I would prefer to be able to say I did it with a full rush and a snap and a hold. You know, but hey, kickoffs, put it through the uprights, get your points.
I believe it
scores
was
the same.
Trey Stanford from West Limestone in 2004. Five, somewhere around in there, he kicked a 56-yarder at Madison Academy.
I recall.
And that was full-on hold. And,
yep.
And it was true.
Yeah,
it
they needed to have the one with, full-on rush and one.
Yeah,
without,
free kick. So. Yeah.
That's a field goal.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, but that's good. That's a good
with
player.
All that said, good
but
for him.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
let's
but still.
I can't
that,
kick
that,
a 20-yard, so. Yeah.
Of course, now we've got an Alabama commit that's got his video of his 73-yard field goal in practice, so.
We're actually coming off a scholarship for that one. So.
Oh, yeah.
That looks just what I read.
Well, y'all could have used him a couple years ago.
But today we've got the Elkmont Invitational. That's a cross-country meet. And, of course, the regional volleyball tournament with Ardmore and Gunnersville.
And for all of my band geeks out there, band friends, the Athens High School will be hosting a marching band competition. All the local high school bands will be there. And that starts at 3 o'clock today as well. So, we've got our producer putting his producer headphones on instead of his commentator, so that means it's time to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to interview Coach Sean Holt from the Elkmont Red Devils on their big win last night. And we're going to turn him loose so he can head south down to T-Town and watch the Vols play.
Roll Tide.
You've been listening to the Applebee's Tailgate Talk on WKAC, the Big 1080.
Missed part of this week's Tailgate Talk? Go online to tailgatetalk.net and hear the archives. Call or text us with your comments during the show at 256-812-1848. We'll be back with more Applebee's Tailgate Talk on WKAC.
Limestone Drug, located on the square in downtown Athens, is your local Health Mart Pharmacy. As your local Health Mart Pharmacy, Limestone Drug is locally owned and has a personal commitment to the community. Limestone Drug honors prescription drug plans, including Medicare. They accept flex spending cards and fill prescriptions in minutes, not hours. Limestone Drug knows there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. So shop Limestone Drug at 200 West Market Street in Athens, your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Limestone Drug, caring for you and about you.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college, but all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up, lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
There's a new revolution going on. Revolution Computer Services, that is. Virus removal, network setup, hardware replacement, tune-ups, and more. Call 256-374-9037. Revolution Computer Services, LLC. 256-374-9037.
WKAC wants to recognize our local athletes, and you can help. Go to WKAC1080.com throughout the school year and click on the Tailgate Talk icon to vote for the Applebee's Neighborhood Athlete of the Week. The winner will receive a gift card from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill. Submit your own nominations for future polls, too. While you're there, check out the Tailgate Talk archives and see what you might have missed. That's the Applebee's Neighborhood Athlete of the Week. Cast your vote today from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and 1080 WKAC.
Welcome back to the Applebee's Tailgate Talk here on WKAC, the Big 1080. We were talking during break. I had to look up these field goal records. And Trey Stanford from West Limestone was in 2004. It was a 57-yarder, but it was against Wes Morgan. So that's still impressive. Of course, Michael Proctor and Kevin Gentle of Alabama and Auburn commits, respectively, held the one until the field goal that was kicked last night. So, welcome to the coach's hot seat, Coach Sean Holt of the Elkmont Red Devils. Coach, you've been a stand-up guy. You've been here win, lose, or draw as many times as you could. Congratulations on the big win, brother.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
a good win
much.
Last night. We're glad
yes,
for you.
Was.
You guys have coached yourself to death this year trying to get it, and you got it. So, congratulations. Tell us about it. How were the boys? I mean, after the big win, like, you know, you fight, and then you get that win. You know they had to be happy.
Super excited. We got to celebrate, and that, you know, that hadn't gotten to do that this year. So we got to go in the locker room and celebrate, and we've got a little tradition that, you know, is locker room only, but we got a little tradition. Nothing wrong, nothing bad, just something, you know, our own little thing. We got a little chance stuff that we do, and then hadn't got to do it all year, so the seniors were really ready for it. Had a lot of guys that never done it.
Really?
Because I got so many guys that's never played.
Their first year, right?
First year between ninth graders and guys that just have never played out of my roster. So literally, I got in there, and I had one of my seniors, my quarterback, Jordan Nelson, who's a senior, played for 4 years.
Right.
Of course, was on the team last year, quarterback team last year, did so well, and he said, Coach Oak, give me a second. I got to teach these guys what they're going to do so that when you start, they know. And so he got them together and told them, and they were just all right. And then, of course, they got to celebrate a little bit.
So y'all put the goggles on and you shake up the Dr. Pepper?
Nothing like that. Okay. Just got a little thing that we do that where I say something and they get to yell something.
That's
and it
awesome.
Just kind of has a – but. You know, that was the first time in the board.
But it was
they
loud, too.
Oh, it was super loud. It was loud. And, you know, it's funny. We've dealt with injuries and issues all year long. We got a couple kids back last night to play. But, you know, all through the games, you usually have people getting hurt and whatever. It's funny how last night after the game we did all that and nobody walked in the trainer's room. That's, you know.
Oh, that's good.
And that's really good, but it also tells you how much a win can do for you a lot of times.
Oh, it makes those bumps and bruises and things feel better.
Yeah, they beat up and sore, but they weren't going in the trainer room last night. And then it's just kind of funny how that is.
Yeah.
So four touchdowns in your victory last night, correct?
Yes.
And how were those touchdowns scored?
Well, you know, first thing come out, we kick off, and East Lawrence returns it for a touchdown opening kickoff and get the two-point conversion. So they're up 8-0, and it's only probably 11:50 on the clock, and we're going. And I said, guys, we're fine. we ain't, you know, we'll be all right. So we come right out, take the kickoff, we get and drive down, and we signal in formation and play, and had a little mix up. I called one play, but they got the wrong formation, whatever, and they called another one, and we threw a touchdown pass to my tight end, who we hardly ever throw the ball to.
Really?
Brandon Selvage, a 10th grader, and he's got a chance to be a pretty decent, pretty good ball player. We can get him to fill out some. He's about 6'4", 195 right okay. now. He's got to put some muscle on the bones, and I stay on him about that.
He can come down here to Applebee's. And well,
he says he eats all the time, but, you know, we got to get some. But anyway, Jordan found him in the end zone for a touchdown, and I was looking at it. I was like, what did you call? And he said, I called what you told me to call. And I was like, that's not what I called, but it worked, so everything was good.
Yeah. And then the tight end comes off and says, Coach, I've been telling you to throw it to me more all year long. Yeah.
And so Brandon had been out a couple of games, so he just got back last night. And so we scored there, and then in the second quarter, I think they scored again. Went up, and we stopped them on – they always go for two. So we stopped them on two-point conversion, and it was 14-7. And we drove down, and again, we were struggling first half with a little bit of mess up, either getting the play call right in the huddle or one guy going the wrong way, you know, doing some stuff that, you know, young, inexperienced teams still do. And no matter how you coach up, people just kind of – so they got a stop down there, but we kicked a field goal. I don't know exactly the length. It's probably inside 30 yards, but it we kicked that and went 14-10. And then, and this was something very important last night, our defense got several stops. I mean, they probably had to punt five or six times, which was huge for us to get some stops. And we got a stop there with, I think, a little less than 3 minutes left in the half. They punted to us, and we got the ball on our 35, and we came out, and we've been running. And I told them all week, I told the offensive line, we're going to win if y'all come off the ball and block. And there was no if, but, plan B, nothing like that. It was, we're going to win if y'all come off the ball and block and get physical up front. And really told the defensive line the same thing. You know, nobody in the line ever gets the glory. You never see them open up in the thing with the right guard, so-and-so,
right.
Blocked great all night. It's so-and-so ran for 150 yards and whatever, but he wouldn't run for 150 yards if there wasn't for that right guard or
that
center.
That's exactly right.
So, I they take a lot of the blame when losing, but they don't get a lot of the glory when winning. And so I just told them, and they did a great job last night. We really ran the ball well and was running it well in the first half. The only time we'd stopped ourselves was a penalty on a drive and a fumble. And then down there when we kicked the field goal, we could have scored if we'd ran the play the right way.
Sure.
And to the correct side. We were supposed to run right, and maybe all the blockers went left. And, you know, it kind of doesn't work that way very well.
We got one more week to fix it, right?
Yeah, one more. So, anyway, so we've been running the ball well and doing well. And all of a sudden, so I thought, you know, we're 0-8. We're playing hard.
Sure.
Let's take a chance. So I come out and call verticals first play. We're just going to throw it up. And I've got a good receiver. Noah Sharp has had a good year, and he's a good, little quick little guy. Now, East Lawrence has got a lot of good athletes, but they have press cover. And so we just run a vertical, and he catches it, and that's probably for 30 yards or so. And that got us down inside their 50. And I had timeouts, but I was just like, get in the huddle, let's run. We can still run the ball. It's like under 2 minutes. And so we run the ball a couple times, and I come back, and I put him on the other side and run vertical on the other side. And he caught it down there and got us inside the 10. And so we just kind of threw it deep, ran a couple of running plays to get them to think we was running. Then we threw it deep, and we just moved to the other side and threw it to the other side. And got inside the 10, and then they were all, people were all like, call timeout, throw the ball, hurry up. I said, we got time. We're still under 40 seconds. And we ran back-to-back power plays where you kick out with the fullback and pull the guard around. And then you see all the college teams, pro teams do the same thing. It's the play. And we got it in the end zone on the second time. And so we missed the extra point there and then held them for the last 10 seconds or whatever. And went in up 16-14. come out and we get the ball, and I don't think we went and scored, but somewhere in there we were able to go down and score and went up 22-14. Eli had he had that second touchdown in the first half, and then the third touchdown when we finally went down and scored, Deshaun Reynolds, a senior who's just played this time for the first time this year. Oh, wow. And I've moved him. He started out at center, then he became a tight end. He's played defensive end and moved him to running back here in the last couple of weeks, and I probably should have had him there earlier. He's playing fullback, and he busted through on a little belly play, and kid came up, hit him, went low on him, and knocked his legs out from under him, and Deshaun put his hand on the ground and kicked himself off the ground.
Yeah.
And finished the run from about 15, 20 yards.
Good for him.
And I think he surprised himself when he's still running, because I think he literally almost stopped for a second, like, okay, I can still go.
What's the rule here?
Yeah, I can still go. Yeah, and so he got his, Brandon Selvidge got his first touchdown of his high school career last night.
Awesome.
And then Deshaun got his first one last night.
That is great.
And that put us up 22. We missed the extra point again. Put us up 22-14. Mm-hmm. They early in the fourth quarter, they drive down and score and got the 2-point conversion. So it's 22-22. At that point in time, I was worried because we were running out of gas. Mm-hmm. We'd had several kids just have to come off. They were just exhausted. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of depth, and like kids just played to the point of they're done.
Yep. Yeah.
And we played so hard, and kids had played so hard, and I'm like, We run a play and didn't get much of nothing, and we wouldn't get any push off the line, and we run another play, running play, and I got nothing. It was going to be like third and eight, and they tackled our guy by the face mask, 15 yard. And we the kickoff had pinned us deep, and we were way deep in our own territory, and they pulled a face mask, and they called it 15 yard, and I don't know, it was just
what second round.
It was the energy that we needed.
Yeah.
So we come out and we were able to run a counter play, fake one way and take it back to the other side and run it for about 25 yards and got down there. And after that play, our lineman just decided, here we go. And we just got right in behind them. And I think Eli Hobbs took it in from about 20 yards or so on a power play. And we hit the extra point, Daniel. Valencia for us, a junior kicker, and done a really good job last night. They got a little nervous because, that's the first time probably had to kick in which the game was close.
Yep.
But he's done a great job all year. He hit that point, went up 29-22, 4 minutes left, and they get the ball, and here they come. And they start driving. And I was telling you, we intercepted the ball on a fourth down play at the 2-yard line.
Oh, really?
30 seconds left.
Wow.
Aaron Moss came up with an interception. And,
big time.
And a big time play for us. And then they had all three of their timeouts left. They hadn't used any of them.
Yep.
So we had to run the ball.
Off the two. Yep.
Mm.
We ran it for a first down and finished the game.
Hey,
and that was a big deal, not having to punt it, not having to do all the stuff.
Absolutely.
That we saw from this last weekend can cost you if you don't just run it on out.
That could have been a Michigan situation.
So we got behind our linemen, and we just said, all right, let's go. And Eli, Jordan Nelson kept the ball on the first play and got about 3-4 yards, and then Eli got about enough to get a first down on the next two, and we got to get in victory formation, which was sweet.
Absolutely,
sweet.
And I know exactly. I know you're proud of your guys, because if you think about losing, and that really takes its toll on a guy's mind. Can you win? And they go out there last night and they took care of business. The guys did what you wanted them to do and come out with a victory. That's incredible.
It was an overall. I mentioned some of the players that scored and some different things that happened, but it was an overall team effort and getting kids to continue to play hard in week nine. After you started the way we had, that was a big deal. And
sure.
And they just did. I mean, we had people all over the field making tackles. The last play of the half, that we practiced a play East Lawrence, that first half that East Lawrence had run all year long. We talked to our defensive end, that back's on your side, he just likes to flare out, and they just throw it to him thinking he can outrun people. I said, if you'll play with your head up, you'll see him as soon as he goes, you go. and if you get there, you can light him up. Well, last play of the first half, a little 10th grade defensive end we're playing, Patrick Jobman, just saw it because we've been throwing that at him all week. And I'm talking about he annihilated him. And it was
really
beautiful.
Awesome.
And our players just start losing their minds because they're starting to see things that, hey, you get coached this, you see this, you do this, good things happen.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, that carried us in with a lot of energy. And, of course, we were able to come back out with it because of just little plays like that. But I had, I just had people, you know, I just thinking, you know, Jordan Turner Sr. was all over the place on defense, on kickoff team. He was just running around making plays and running the ball at fullback. And the last play of the game, I can still see this, another senior, Hunter Kaufman, we knew they was going to throw it because they had to fourth down. He bull rushed the guard, and I'm talking about just like Reggie White just flat backed him. You know, and he'd been playing the whole game. You know, there shouldn't be any energy left in. I'm talking about he just went right over the top of him. And, of course, that quarterback then had to scramble around, and that's why he threw the interception.
Yeah.
And then probably, I can mention all of, you know, the whole offensive line with Hunter and Ethan Wilson and Adrian Walker and Travis Riggs. We got behind Travis all night. The game plan was put Travis where we wanted to run the ball.
Well, and they
figured it out real soon. And he come in at halftime. He said, they're saying 75's over here. We're going to run over here. And I said, good. Let them stop it. I don't care that they know that's what we're doing.
That's right.
Let them stop it.
I'm coming your way, boy.
So
I'll be right back.
Braden Miller was another lineman. Then, of course, Brandon Selvidge at tight end. We just got in and we rotated fullbacks and rotated running backs. I probably gave the ball to six different guys and just said, let's go.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, listen, man, we're proud of the kids and proud of y'all. You know, this is a situation where, you know, the frustration levels and you know, you can get down on yourself, and you know, even as the coaching staff, you know, you can, y'all could all mail it in, but y'all haven't. Obviously, you didn't give up on the kids. Kids mm-hmm. didn't. So, you know, that's great. So we're proud of y'all for getting that win.
Thank you.
And going next momentum.
Next week you will be home versus Clements, correct?
That is correct.
And Applebee's Tailgate Talk, we will be there with PAS Play Action Sports Network, and we should be doing play by play. As far as I know, I will be doing the play by play. My buddy Todd's going to be there with the color commentator.
All right, and bring you some good luck.
We'll do our best. We got friends on both sides, so we can't be a homer like we can if you're playing somebody from out of town. But man, we wish you guys the best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The final game of the year. We're gonna take a quick break. We had a good segment right here and turn Coach Holt loose and head on down to the T-Town to watch a football game. You've been listening to Applebee's Tailgate Talk on WKAC, the Big 1080.
Congratulations to Jordan Lowe from James Clements, our Applebee's Neighborhood Athlete of the Week. Jordan picks up a gift card from the Athens Applebee's. Look for another poll on Sunday at tailgatetalk.net. We'll be back with more Applebee's Tailgate Talk after this. Come see all your friends at Applebee's in Athens, Highway 72 West, just off I-65. 12 minutes guaranteed or it's free, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. 7 items to choose from. Can't make it for lunch? Visit them for happy hour, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. or late night. Half-price appetizers with beverage purchase, 6 appetizers to choose from. One of your favorite teams is sure to be playing on the big screen, too. See you tomorrow at Applebee's Neighborhood Grill, Highway 72, Athens, just off I-65.
Consider the cup holder. There's probably one feeling empty next to you right now. No refreshing Pepsi and no hope. Look at it. Really, really look. Are you looking? Just look at it, won't you? Get a Pepsi and refresh a cup holder's life. Our cup holders and our thirsts are counting on it. In fact, I'm having a refreshing Pepsi right now. That is refreshing. Pepsi, refresh yourself. Refill your cup holder.
Distributed locally by Pepsi Cola Bottling of Decatur.
Chalk up another championship 3 in a row. You know, the celebration is the best part about winning. I just wish it would last longer. Because when the noise ends, that's when the emptiness and loneliness is deafening. There's got to be something more to life than just winning games.
Need a new game plan for your life? Go to morethanwinning.org.
Check out the WKAC sports page, go to WKAC1080.com and click on the WKAC Sports icon. You can listen to the current sports stream as well as game archives, past coaches' shows, and Applebee's Tailgate Talk on demand. If you're on your smartphone, you can stay automatically updated as new items are posted. The WKAC Sports page, another reason why your best source for Limestone County sports is WKAC1080.com and 1080 WKAC.
Welcome back to Applebee's Tailgate Talk here on WKAC, the Big 1080, alongside Todd Tomlin and Mark White, producer extraordinaire Tim Lambert. My name is Tom McClung, and ladies and gentlemen, we have got a college football legend, a high school football legend on the phone, Mr. Kerry Good. I messed up. I watched Kerry play and Pierre play at Tanner High School, and I call him Good instead of Good. I apologize, look, Kerry.
Kerry's because he's an Auburn fan.
Oh, not a problem. Yeah, not a problem.
He's an Auburn fan, brother.
And he was good. You got it.
Hey, they were good. They my Bama fans here. They remember you from Alabama. But like I say, I saw you guys play football at the Tanner Rattler Stadium. You made us look bad a time or two.
Oh man, hey, I played over there a couple of times.
Yes, sir.
I always enjoyed playing that game. It was always a heated competition.
It was a good rivalry. Yeah, both sides had some good athletes.
And great
on
crowds, man. Yeah, I can remember standing room only.
Absolutely. Hazel would come to town, man. You had to play the good guys, man. That's right.
The good guys.
The good guys. That's right, buddy. Hey, Kerry, let's give our listeners here a little rundown of Kerry's history. He's a former American football player. He played in the NFL four seasons for the Buccaneers and the Dolphins. Brother to Chris and Pierre, like we mentioned, and Clyde, rest in peace, and also cousin to another guy that played down there at Alabama, named Antonio Langham. So, Kerry's drafted in the seventh round in the 1988 draft by the Tampa Bay Bucs, and Kerry, you've got a personal challenge coming up, and we want you to fill all our fans and listeners in on what's going on with your situation. We're going to let you talk now, my friend.
Well, it's actually been going on a couple of years, and I just finally got a diagnosis of ALS, and had the symptoms for a while, and going back and forth to doctors, in and out, and finally found someone that could diagnose it, and I guess back a couple of months now that it's been formally diagnosed, and here I am. Wake up one morning, I call myself the poster guy for ALS now. So, trying to do everything I can to bring more awareness to the disease and get, people involved and trying to help donate and see if we can't find a cure to beat this thing.
It's a difficult disease, and we've seen friends that's been affected with it, and celebrities and personalities has been affected with it. Of course, the most famous, I guess, gentleman would be Lou Gehrig, and that's the nickname for the Lou Gehrig's disease. But our friend Mark White has got something over here that's going to be going on soon at the square. If you don't mind, Kerry, listen to this right here. What our friends locally here are doing for you.
This was Mark. Actually, it says Athens, Alabama area Friday. This was October 22nd. So actually, it would have been yesterday, I believe.
Okay.
Our senior beta members from West Limestone High School did a rockathon to benefit the Good Foundation. So I know you've had a lot of local young people. I've been going through the Facebook page and seen a lot of pictures of a lot of support from different folks. And one thing that hit me, Kerry, about your story that I read was the ice bucket challenge that we all did last year to support ALS and what you did for Kevin, a player that you played with, Kevin Turner, teammate, and to actually do that for him and then need the support yourself the very next year. I thought about the fact that we all do things in our life for other people, and maybe we don't do the things that we should. But eventually things come around for us to receive help ourselves. And I think that you're being flooded with help from all over because of your kindness for someone else. And I think that's an incredible testimonial. I think it's an incredible story for us all to learn and to understand from.
right. Well, you know, I was sitting there, and when Kevin was diagnosed, and then, you know, of course, everybody always said, if there's anything I can do to help, you know, don't hesitate to call me. And I really meant that. And then every time Kevin had a function of where he was, you know, trying to raise funds and bring awareness to the disease, my brothers and myself tried to be there, Antonio, to support whatever he was doing. And one day, you know, my sitting out in the back with my girls and decided, hey, let's do the ice bucket challenge, you know, for Kevin. And then Tim just taped it, put it on Facebook. And, you know, a year later, I'm sitting there and diagnosed with it, and I just have to be flipping through Facebook, and they give you that a year ago that, you know, they remind you what happened a year ago, and just a little over a year ago, it flashed up, to, you know, you had done, posted the Facebook challenge, and that kind of got, you know, got to me a little bit, you know. Here I am trying to do it from some, you know, for Kevin, and little did I know the life I'm trying to save is my own. So,
I saw a... There was a special coach that left you a message this past week. I got to see that on Facebook as well.
Yeah. I, you know, I've been traveling a lot all week, and going to Boston for a clinical trial, and then running, ripping and running, and got home and don't know what I was doing, but I missed the phone call, and the call was from Coach Saban. And, you know, I was going through one of those days where I personally needed a pep talk myself. And, you know, God lined that thing up to where it hit home right as I needed it. I spent all my life, you know, coaching football, strength and conditioning coach, Giants, Rams, and I've always been that rah-rah guy to try to get other people motivated and going. And that day, I just, you know, I was at the point where I needed something, and I answered, started checking my voice messages, and it was Coach Saban. And, you know, I can't tell you how much that meant to me. You know, he's got so much going on with, you know, the game this week. And being a coach, we know every second, every minute is already applied to something. So for him to take, in the middle of the day, time out of his schedule to call me, that was pretty special.
It's funny how those things happen, isn't it? Whenever you need them.
And it's like you said, yeah, God puts things like that in our lives for a reason, and he stuck that one in there for, you know. Okay, this is Todd. We've talked a little bit, you know, this week, and I just wanted to tell you, you know, how much I appreciate, you know, how you are handling it and how you've been doing, and you know, not what only doing for yourself, but for others that have ALS, and you know, you just, I don't know if you even have any idea of how many lives that you're touching by the way that you are handling it. So you're big, you know.
You know, I really don't. And, you know, we're up in the house with me and all my brothers. My dad always would tell us, hey, you can be about as happy as you choose to be.
There you go.
You know, I can sit here and have a woe is me party every day of my life until the end of this thing, or I can go out and celebrate each breath that I'm given every morning. And I choose to do the latter, man. I want to wake up and make sure I maximize every bit of the day that I've been given to do something in a positive manner, and hopefully help somebody else, you know, see that, you know, just because you have a diagnosis doesn't mean that your world's crumbling down around you. You never know what God's plan is, and I'm going to take it every day. If it is the end, I've had a great run. God has blessed me tremendously. I've done things I would never imagine for a little old boy from Town Creek, Alabama. you know, I've been all over. Coached NFL, played NFL. Man, I couldn't have written this story if I, you know, had to sit down to my wildest dream and come up with a script and say, hey, this is what you're going to be, and this is what you're going to do. It's just been a phenomenal ride. But, you know, it's not over. Now I want to turn my attention to focusing on finding a cure for this disease, and that no other family has to endure, you know, the things that, you know, ALS patients' families go through. It's kind of easy for me to sit here as the patient, but to see your family, your wife and your kids look at you and you know what's going through their mind, but you don't want to ask them the question because I know they're sitting there considering when is the end or something like that. So I just want to help find a cure for this thing.
There you go, Kerry. We're positive you're going to have several more chapters to write in the rest of that book.
And keeping that positive,
that is my plan.
Keeping that positive attitude too goes a long way towards helping out the physical part.
Exactly.
Because there's no telling how many stories have come out about people if they had just given up just in their mindset, that would have had a big effect on just going downhill.
Yeah.
But then that positive attitude has pulled a lot of people through things too.
Oh yeah, you've got to have. I mean, it affects your health. You're walking around with negative attitude, it's going to permeate through the rest of your health and everything else. It'll show because you don't really negative attitude. You won't put the effort in the way you need to put the effort. You just okay. Well, whatever happens, it happens, and I have no control over it. I beg to differ. You better happy as you want to be, and you can be positive that the outcome and solution will happen for you. And, it just may well be your own spirit that gets you there.
Yeah. There you go. We want to let everybody out there know they need to visit www.kerrygood.com, and that's Kerry Good with an E, not good, like I said earlier. Apologize again for that. KerryGood.com. KerryGood.com.
I answer the most thing. Just spell it right, you'll be okay.
And Kerry, we want you to know that we're going to continue to follow you and your story and to share it with others and to encourage people to donate. Go to that website. I mean, you've got some great looking shirts. That's an awesome logo. And me and my wife have already decided we're going to get one. So, and we encourage others to get them. For an awareness. And part of contributing to the cause. So, thank you for what you're doing because it's really a blessing.
Well, I appreciate it. I want to thank the kids that did the rockathon. I mean, they don't know me from Adam's house cat, and for them to take time and do a rockathon, man. I saw the pictures were sent to me. It actually, I've always tried to pride myself being a tough guy, but here lately I'm about as soft as a baby right now, and so it brought tears to my eyes. And
that's understandable.
I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for, taking time out of their Friday and having a rockathon.
Is there another location that people can visit to either go maybe a GoFundMe account or another foundation that you'd like to bring out for awareness?
ALS itself, you can go to the ALS Foundation itself. On the carryyou.com or goofoundation.org, they've got donation pages on there. And, of course, the T-shirts, and they're going to try to change that T-shirt up based on what is going on because we just finished the breast cancer and that all those pink T-shirts, all that money went towards the breast cancer, to support breast cancer. So it's not just about ALS. When we formed this thing, I want it to be, multifaceted and not just, hey, we're only going to worry about ourselves because I don't think we benefit anything just worrying about yourself. You got to get other people involved. As we get closer to Christmas, we'll get into the Make-A-Wish and Children's Hospital.
That's great.
Before we get out of here, of course, this is the weekend for the Alabama-Tennessee game. What have you got any interesting anecdotes maybe you could pass along from one of your encounters with the Volunteers?
Well, I can tell you this. It's never underestimate the Volunteers. I just remember we were, my freshman year, we were heavily favored. And we went in and laid an egg because we were looking forward on down the road. You've got to go in and play the game. And if they're focused, we should win the game. But if you're sitting here waiting on trying to get to the bye week, man, you could get to the bye week limping. So I think it'll be a good game. If we can just get through this one and just win it. I don't care how you win it, just win it. And then I think that'll set the stage up for the LSU.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kerry, we want to thank you so much and let you know, buddy, you are in our prayers. We wish you the best. And don't be a stranger, man. If you want to, just call up and we'll talk football or any other
kind of sport. Hey, man, I'm available anytime.
There you go. We'll reminisce anytime.
I want to thank you for having me, man. You guys be blessed.
Absolutely. We'll reminisce some Tanner Hazelwood games if nothing else.
All right. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kerry Goode, great man and great calls that we're working for. You've been listening to the Applebee's Tailgate Talk on WKAC, the Big 1080.
Got a comment for Tailgate Talk? Call or text us at 256-812-1TGT. That's 256-812-1848. We'll be back with more Tailgate Talk on WKAC.
Looking to get or stay in shape, but you want more than just a place to exercise, try the Ridge Gym and Fitness Center in Ardmore. The Ridge has a friendly, encouraging atmosphere with a family-like camaraderie that keeps you motivated and happy to go to the gym every day. You get an old-school feel with modern equipment, as well as a great fitness class lineup. The Ridge Gym and Fitness Center, 30510 Ardmore Ridge Road in Ardmore, Tennessee. Open 24/7. Call 931-427-2550 or visit them online at ridgegym.com.
Do you have discomfort in your legs? Varicose veins can affect not only how your legs look, but also how they feel. Symptoms of varicose veins include pain, aching, heaviness, fatigue, swelling, and restlessness. Dr. Tracy Lowry of the Crestwood Vein Center can diagnose and treat your veins using the latest minimally invasive techniques. Diagnosis and treatment is covered by most insurances. Dr. Lowry can improve both how your legs look and how your legs feel. Call Dr. Lowry today at 256-429-5346 to schedule your free screening or visit CrestwoodVeinCenter.com. You do not have to live with leg discomfort anymore.
Bankston Motorhomes, with locations in Alabama and Tennessee, carries an extensive inventory of motorhomes, including Class A diesel, Class A, Class B, and Class C motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, toy haulers, and tent campers from manufacturers like Tiffin Motorhomes, Fleetwood, Forest River, and many more. Bankston Motorhomes also has an experienced service department to help you with any service work or parts or accessories you need. Bankston Motorhomes, Huntsville, Florence, Albertville, Ardmore, and Nashville. Helping families like yours build memories for over 40 years. Call 1-800-624-2899 or visit them online at BankstonMotorhomes.com.
Keep up with local school, travel, youth, and amateur sports throughout the week with the Play Action Sports Update. Listen weekday mornings at 7:30 and weekday afternoons at 1:30 and 3:30 as we bring you the latest scores, news, and announcements from Limestone County and surrounding communities. That's the Play Action Sports Update three times a day, Monday through Friday, on 1080 WKAC.
Welcome back to the Applebee's Tailgate Talk here on WKAC, the Big 1080. We have a late arrival. Ladies and gentlemen, walked in. I think he smelled the appetizers cooking before he got here. We was wondering if he was going to show up. And speaking of, we're missing Bama Zach. Bama Zach's on the way down to the ball game. And that's okay, buddy. We took care of those mozzarella sticks for you. They're in good hands.
Just make sure you bring us back a victory, buddy.
There you go. Exactly. There you go. Coach Matt Smith, welcome back to the show. You becoming a regular, dude. We like that. Love it.
As long as y'all keep those appetizers out there, I'll be here.
That's what it's all about.
That's it.
Tanner Rattlers scored 68 points against Fauntville's 10 with three touchdowns called back. All right, now we figured it up last week. What was it, 150-something points to eight total of last three games? And this, add this to it, that's 18 points. You know, your offense, you're a juggernaut, Coach. You're not clicking. You're not on fire. you're a juggernaut right now. Does that concern you that you're so high and then coming into an off week, and maybe I'm just making crap up to talk about, I don't know, I should say stuff, making stuff up to talk about, but are you excited that you have an off week to rest the rest of players and heal your wounds?
We are. I think that's why Coach White set it up like this, to have this week to get some nicks and bruises and stuff like that healed up, which really, we are probably just as healthy as we were in the beginning of the season.
Excellent.
We don't have too many nicks and necks.
Well, I was going to say, when you're winning 68-10 every week, you can rest some of those guys, so that's a great thing.
But we've got, a couple that play full-time, both sides of the ball, and Caleb Thatch, man, the dude does not come off the field.
Really?
When I tell you, he snaps on extra point field goal, he snaps on punt, he's on kickoff return, offense, defense, everything.
Really?
He doesn't come off the field.
He don't want to come off the field.
He don't want to. He's a senior.
Yes.
This is his last season. So
that's great.
Yep. He is definitely, everybody hears about Jadarius Townsend, the Alabama commit, and everybody hears about Lee and how hard he runs the ball and, how hard he hits people from his safety position. But Caleb Thatch is silently the key to our team. And, I know that's giving him a lot of praise, but he doesn't get it enough,
right,
in my opinion. He's a defensive lineman and a tight end. So
right,
he's with me a lot during practice, and I see him how much time and everything. And just a great kid. He cuts up, he laughs, has a good time, loves playing football, and always talking about what he could do different or how he could do this. He always learning. He's a senior, and he's always learning something every day in practice.
That's awesome.
So just a great key to our whole team, and very valuable piece to us.
Well, we're really excited watching you guys. I've not been able to make a game yet this year, but being able to talk about it on the Saturday morning after, we're really excited about what you got going on right now, and then the possibility for the rest of the season. But as you said, one game at a time. And speaking of that one game, who did we say? Phil Campbell
possibly
Phil Campbell coming to the Snake Pit.
Well, I'll learn more about it tomorrow when we go in for our coaches meeting, and I think we still got a couple games to iron out,
before the final.
So we'll have another game. So we're off next week. So I'm not exactly sure who Phil. I know it's Phil Campbell and Cherokee, and that bunch. But I'm not sure.
You'll take on anybody, won't you?
Yeah, whoever shows up that Friday night, we'll take them on.
And that's a great spot. That's a good idea about Coach White, the way he scheduled that. The bye week at the end, and obviously to rest up and heal some bruises and stuff, but also you have the opportunity to sit back, see what's happening, and mm-hmm. and plan a little bit better. So I don't know that you see too many teams take a bye week at the end like that. So I don't know, good idea.
It kind of makes you think that. I'm sorry, I was trying to keep the sneeze back. It kind of makes you think Coach White may have had a possibility, an idea when it gets started. We might be pretty good this year. We might be needing this break toward the end of the season.
Oh yeah, Coach White, he don't ever tell you too much. He's not gonna let you know everything he's thinking in his head. He just goes based on what he sees and what he knows that we are capable of doing. And I'm sure in the back of his head he was thinking, that'd be a good break for us and going into the playoffs. A lot of people, you got your ups and downs. A lot of people don't think it'll be a good idea. They want to play that week going into the playoffs to,
right,
keep your kids in shape. But like I said, our kids work, and their motor is 150% all day at practice. So, practice time and as hard as they work and our conditioning and everything, we're fine.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Being a bye week and then having another week off prior to you play, will this week be a little bit softer, maybe per se, maybe not as much hitting and things, you think, or will it be just regular old, we're preparing for a game right now, that type?
I'll tell you like this, it'll be whatever Coach White decides. when he shows up one day.
I love that. It'll be whatever Coach White says it's going to be.
I don't know if he is or not, but – I know when I'm pretty sure that last night after we broke it down, he said, I'll see y'all in full pads Monday.
Welcome.
Well, there's your answer.
That's great. Well, we're very, very excited. We're running down low on time. We need to take one more break, but we're really excited about the Rattlers, man. We're wishing you guys the best on through the rest of the season of playoffs, and we're hoping for another ring to come down.
You and me both, bro.
Do another fundraiser for another ring. I mean, Coach, then Coach Green can come in here with three of them things.
Yeah.
He'll wear them, too, bro. He wears them everywhere.
Everywhere.
We love you, Bobby Earl. You know that. We're going to take a quick break here. You've been listening to Applebee's Tailgate Talk on WKAC, the Big 1080.
If you have a question, comment, or idea for Tailgate Talk, you can email it to tailgatetalk@hotmail.com. Remember, you can always call or text us during the show at 256-812-1848. We'll be right back with more of Applebee's Tailgate Talk on 1080 WKAC.
Limestone Drug, located on the square in downtown Athens, is your local Health Mart Pharmacy. As your local Health Mart Pharmacy, Limestone Drug is locally owned and has a personal commitment to the community. Limestone Drug honors prescription drug plans, including Medicare. They accept flex spending cards and fill prescriptions in minutes, not hours. Limestone Drug knows there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. So shop Limestone Drug at 200 West Market Street in Athens. Your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Limestone Drug, caring for you and about you.
All-Star Plumbers is a full service and repair company right here in North Alabama. Their commercial and residential divisions are highly respected because their experienced technicians take great pride in their work. Call them at 232-1234 for any residential or commercial work. They've got more service contracts than any other plumbing company in North Alabama. All-Star Plumbing, with 40 plus years experience, their work ethic and performance is second to none. All-Star Plumbing, professional people doing a professional job. Call 232-1234. Keep up with local school, travel, youth, and amateur sports throughout the week with the Play Action Sports Update. Listen weekday mornings at 7:30 and weekday afternoons at 1:30 and 3:30 as we bring you the latest scores, news, and announcements from Limestone County and surrounding communities. That's the Play Action Sports Update three times a day, Monday through Friday, on 1080 WKAC.
Welcome back to Applebee's Tailgate Talk here on WKAC, the Big 1080. Alongside Todd Tomlin and Mark White, producer extraordinaire Tim Lambert, we're going to wrap the show up here. A couple more minutes. I've got a buggy out of here and head back to the house, get ready to watch Auburn and Arkansas play. 2:30 on CBS, Bama and Tennessee kickoff, and that's going to be a good game. It's going to be a fine
another
game.
Another week of Vernon Gary.
Another week of Vernon Gary. We love y'all. You know,
this will be 9 in a row for us if we win. And Tennessee, of course, with the troubles they've had, they're trying to break a 23-game losing streak against top 10 teams. Yeah. So they have something to play for today, and they're going to be playing in Bryant-Denny, where Alabama has been struggling. And Coach Saban even addressed that a little bit, that, you know, we've been doing better away than at home. They're going to have to get that fixed today.
It is fixed today. It's going to be 9 in a row, and it's going to be 24 for them.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I'm glad y'all are confident.
Well, and on
I'm
the other
playing,
hand,
I can be.
You got a game against Arkansas today, yeah. Auburn versus Arkansas, and I believe it's going to be a battle.
It's going to be four quarters. Yeah. It's going to be four quarters. It always does. It goes down to the end. And what's going to determine it, like what determines every other game, is going to be turnovers.
Yeah.
Who can run the football and who's going to not turn it over.
Mistakes.
This will be Sean White's fourth start in a row. And second one on the road.
Yeah, and maybe he's settling
in. That's why I was such a big fan of last week's win, because, you know, true freshman quarterback goes on the road and gets the SEC win.
Well, and that was a good environment. I mean, Kentucky, you know, the new stadium. They're all into that football.
He's
now
moving out of amateur status now. He's working his way out, getting into that novice status. Yeah. So he's working his way out.
He's getting there.
Yeah, we think he's got great things ahead of him. I hate it for Jeremy. Jeremy was the heir apparent. We don't know. We don't know what happened. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Exactly right. So it's time. We got the rolling wrapping up sign. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show. Thanks to Kerry Goode. Y'all check out www.kerrygoode.com and his battle with ALS. And congratulations, Elkmont, Tanner. All the other teams are going to state. And we'll catch you back next week at the same bat time, same bat channel. That's right. For Applebee's Tailgate Talk, my name's Tom McClung. We're out of here.
You've been listening to Applebee's Tailgate Talk, live from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill on Highway 72 East in Athens, just off I-65. Join us again next Saturday morning at 10 for Applebee's Tailgate Talk on 1080 WKAC.